Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to the Shakti on Fire podcast, created by Joy Leng. She is an empowerment coach for women, author of From Zero to Shakti, an online course provider, a speaker, and a warrior goddess facilitator. This podcast explores the focus of her empowerment coaching for women, which is authenticity, intuition, power, and play. Her dream is to ignite 1 million women to do 3 million good deeds by 2028. And she invites you to be a part of this dream at joyleng.com. Now, I present to you the dreamer and creator of Shakti on Fire podcast, Joy Leng.
Hello, world. Welcome to Shakti on Fire podcast. Thank you for joining me today. As this is a brand new podcast, so I thought I would like to share what the podcast is going to be about, which mainly would be the four pillars. And the first pillar will be on the aspect of healing. We will be exploring more in the area of the heart, addressing the pains and the hurts that was from the past but has not been resolved and still follows us today and affects our behavior, our thoughts, our emotions, and our relationship with ourselves, with other people, and towards the world. So we'll explore the different modalities that we can use to heal these pains and hurt. Some will be psychological-based and some will be more energy-based. Psychological-wise, we'll be exploring the different therapies that is available out there, such as like the hypnotherapy, CTRT, which is choice theory, reality therapy, CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and many others. Energy-based therapies could be in the area of Reiki, energy, emotion code and body code, EFT, and so on. The second area that we will explore in this podcast is in the area of empowerment. And this segment is what I'll call the kick-ass segment. For the kick-ass segment, the focus point is on the mind, the logical, rational mind. How can we engage our conscious mind to help us to move forward towards what we want, the dreams, the desires, the intention we have for the future. So it's more life coaching, and we'll explore the different tools and techniques that you can use, the practical hands-on tools and techniques that we can use to empower ourselves, to add fuel, to have momentum, to set goals, and to have an action plan that can move us closer to the dreams and desires that we have for our envisioned future. The third pillar of Shakti on Fire podcast is what I call Shakti on Fire Sparks. This falls Sparks are the heart of my coaching in terms of women empowerment. In my coaching, I explore these four main areas, which is authenticity, intuition, power, and play. What does it really mean to live an authentic life? How does your authentic self look like? How familiar are you with your true, innate, authentic self? Intuition. There are different levels of intuition that guides us in life. But the intuition can seem non-existent if you have been too immersed in social conditioning or in the stories, disempowering stories you have in your head, or if you've been moving around with the wrong circle of friends who haven't exactly been good influence for you in your life. So there are many reasons why we might lose our intuition. And intuition is something that's very innate in us. It is a part of us. It's the essence, and it's very soul-based. Well, there are different levels of intuition which we're going to explore in this podcast. How to tap into your intuition, how to make your intuition stronger, how to build a steadfast relationship with your intuition, how to go back to the source of power within. The third spark is power. As you can see, they're all interrelated. When you work on authenticity, power, and then also on the element of play, you will then be able to tap, truly, truly tap into your real power, harness it and use it to manifest your goals and desire in your life so that you can become the woman that you were meant to be. Play. Well, we don't want a podcast that's so serious. And truly, life is more than just working on ourselves. Life is also about celebration, being alive. Being human in this time and age, it is an exciting time. And coming to this earth in this time as a woman, wow, that's a big cause for celebration. Are we doing enough of that? Are we having enough play in our life to celebrate being alive, to celebrate being a woman? How do we add more play into our life? And which, in short, just give us a lot more joy, that sense of happiness, that sense of bliss, that sense of, yes, this is exactly where I should be, and just feeling one with yourself, tapping into that fountain of joy within, and seek that out, have more of that in your life. How can we go about to have more play in our life? So that's the four sparks of Shakti on Fire, which I use for my coaching, and we will explore more of that in this podcast so that everybody can explore what it means to be authentic, to be intuitive, to be powerful, and to be joyful. And the last pillar for this podcast is on the interview segment. Here is where I will invite in experts and inspiring women. We will interview them and we will get powerful information from the expert. It could be in the area of healing, it could be in the area of empowerment, it could be in the area of the Shakti on Fire spark, and how we can glean from their research, their experience, and to use that to empower and heal ourselves in our life. And of course, inspiration is like fire. Inspiration is what lights up the room. Inspiration is what lights up our life too. So we too need that kind of spiritual nourishment, which is why in the spotlight segment, I will bring in the inspiring women who have done incredible things in their life, who have demonstrated authenticity, courage, and demonstrated strength in their life in helping themselves and in helping other people. So there you have it. We have the four pillars of this podcast that you can look forward to, and you can see which is the area that has a strong interest for you, and you can look out for it in the podcast title. If it's in the healing segment, it will be P2P, W2W, and the number of the podcast. And if it's an empowerment segment, it will have in the title Kick Ass. If it's related to Shakti on Fire Spark, it will have on the title Sparks. And if it's an interview segment, on the title you will see Spotlight. This will help you to just zoom straight into the segments that would hold interest for you. Thank you so much for joining me. I would like to end with the definition of Shakti on Fire on this podcast. A Shakti on Fire is a playful goddess who ignites her power with intuition and authenticity in loving service to herself and others. Thank you so much for spending time with me, and I wish you a most powerful Shakti day ahead. Thank you.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breast, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, all you women and me.
With thanks and blessings, Namaste.